Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. The idea of you two gentlemen who find yourselves single at this moment in your lives,
right,
living together, I find that delightful in a Felix Unger, Oscar Madison sort of way.
Just a couple of grown, sexy-ass roommates.
And this dude labels his food. He's the clean one. I'm the messy one.
Here we are, again, as you said, Spiegs, at this point in our lives. Can we do something unique and different from what everybody else does? Get
right.
Married, have a couple
so
kids.
So boring.
Move to the suburbs. Same. You're with the same person every day.
Oh.
And we've
Let's
talked
go to Chili's.
About this. Yeah. We've talked about this. Like, Ranji and I, we could be dating other people. You know,
right.
Obviously, we're not dating Chris and I.
I'm your new roommate, Jennifer Kenton. Pleased to meet you.
Hi.
So, what do you say we all take a shower?
But there could be nights where we're like, we tell our respective girlfriends, hey, Chris and I need a night together. We're going to go see a movie. You girls are on your own because Chris
right.
and I, we need the time. We need the time.
And we're raising a 15-year-old. So what?
This is my dad, and this is my dad. How'd I get two dads? They inherited me.
Congratulations. It's a girl.
Dave the cat's a problem because Chris doesn't like cats. So
not a cat person.
We got a problem there.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, okay, well, honey, when you're living in show-and-show guy, you can't expect
living
him to...
What? Jesus Christ.
Yep. Cats are just, they're just horrible.
Don't start. Don't start. Don't.
I love this one texter who says, not this again.
It is the
third
time now.
Oh, yes. It is indeed this again.
Come on, Jerry. The masquerade is over. You're thin, late 30s, single.
So are you.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I look forward to the housewarming party for Mark Grody and Chris Ranji when they finally give up and move in together. And why not age into your 50s and beyond as friends, roommates, countrymen, colleagues, the whole schmear. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Do you, Ryan McGuffey?
You know, as I always like to say, Spiegs, why say no when it feels so good to say yes?
Do you always like to say that?
I do like that line.
Really? It's Ryan McGuffey, you got a first look at the cornfield. I saw your tweets on it. When is White Sox-Yankees in Iowa, the Field of Dreams game? August 12th?
Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Wow.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
2 weeks from tomorrow, a Thursday night. How many people are actually going to be there in attendance as fans? How
I believe many? It's 8,000. Now, as fans, you know, it's probably one of those a little bit of a corporate crowd, I would think. But I know that they had a lottery for Iowa residents. So, you know, look, it's a game everyone wants to go to that a few lucky people will be able to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's going to be a secondary market, a very pricey one at that.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, I had never been to the Field of Dreams.
I've never been there myself, which feels crazy. It's not that far away. Was it 4 hours
it's
away?
It's like 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Unbelievable.
It's either I did myself a disservice or someone in my upbringing. Like, how in the... I mean, as soon as you pull in the park, you have all the feels. You have, and I completely nerded out with my wife last night. We were on the patio having a a cocktail, and what did we do? We watched Field of Dreams.
You did. You put it on.
I happily cried at the end, and I've given you everything I got right now because it is it's awesome. And the way that Major League Baseball has the field within the field, it's just a cool setup. I know there's a lot of people. I put a tweet out there yesterday, and I know a lot of people have commented on the fence, and nothing is complete yet. So I think there was a little bit of an overreaction about, what do you mean, a chain link fence? And I think,
I'm looking at
if you build, you will come.
I'm looking at the pictures right now. That's much more of a stadium feel than I expected. Like there's actual, looks like there's concrete, and they have now put some hardcore seats. Like those are going to stick around. They're going to stay there now.
Yeah. So everything is, so the field's staying, but there's a lot of temp stuff being built. So there's like a temporary bleachers that are being built currently, like down the third baseline into left field. But if you look, and if you guys want to follow along here, it's at Ryan McGuffey on Twitter. It's basically first base to third base, and then there's nothing. That's why they wanted to keep this as cornfield and realistic to the Field of Dreams as possible. Mm-hmm. There's corn growing in short right field, and then it wraps all the way around into the outfield. And if you look it, down the right field line and in the background there, that's the movie set. You could see the White House and the Red Barn and then the field back there. So they did an incredible job. The dugouts are all like this rustic wood feel, so it has this old school approach. And yeah, those green seats are certainly going to be like the. But the, I mean, it feels very like Little League World Series to me.
Well, see, that's exactly what I thought of. And they did that. The Cubs were in that, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago? You get to go there and get to. The MLB does the Little League Classic. I don't think they've done it since because the pandemic. And I don't know if they'll go back. Does this replace that?
I don't know. I know that the town of Dyersville would love to make this an annual event. And we got to go into the town and just have lunch there and just talk to the people. And you realize very quickly, just by like introducing yourself and saying why you're in town, how much of this movie has played within these people's lives for 3+ decades.
If you build it, they will come, Joe. Seen that movie?
I have seen
it. He's in the movie, Joe?
I've seen it.
Well.
But I was talking yesterday to a guy, like one of the local breweries, and he's a farmer and was at the set the night of Is This Heaven? No, It's Iowa. He's like, people could just come watch the filming of the movie. And he was like 7 years old.
He was there that
night.
And
now he's a farmer still lives in Dyersville. And he basically, you know, he said like most of the people have been there. He grew up there, stayed there, invested there, and how much this game means to them. So good for MLB for keeping it because it certainly has been it was a build it up, promote it, tear it down, not know,
sure.
Build it back up again. And so now we're 2 weeks out.
And, you know, I'm sure there'll be some people, obviously, who've never seen the movie, and there will be people who are poo-pooing the movie, and that's fine. If you love it, like I did, then I still do when it comes on, as you did last night as you watched it. And as always, behind this stuff, even if it's been sort of damaged or just changed by the movie or whatever, there's incredible writing. Like W.P. Kinsella is this Canadian writer who wrote Shoeless Joe in short story form. Then he wrote a novel, Shoeless Joe, the Iowa Baseball Confederacy. I had been hip to that as a kid in high school. And it's like, and so there's all this great writing behind it that then led to the movie that now has led to that town co-opting it for 30 years. And it's like, there's some real good art underneath the whole thing.
And I think it's cool for guys like you and I, like pre-social media, cell phone days, like just being a kid and like having that like love affair with the game of the week and all of that kind of stuff to pull into a parking lot like that and be that kid again. There's wooden bats and balls laying on the mound. And Spiegs, you get in line. And I took some swings yesterday with a wooden bat.
No,
we were there for a site survey for NBC Sports Chicago. And
last time I did that was at Sluggers, and I was hammered.
No, I've done that too, and it's completely different
experience.
It's just like survive in advance. Okay. This is actually like, like dig your feet into the batter's box.
Really?
Look into left field.
They have cleats you could borrow?
You can, if you show up with no baseball equipment, you can rent it. So they have thought it all out. There are actual like actors that are dressed up in the old 1917, 1919 uniforms.
No.
Yes.
Just like hanging around and to
we'll
be
pitch,
part of it.
And we'll pitch to you. Now, I didn't, our camera guy, Eric Fogle, threw to me. I think these guys were on break then. And certainly they were like, they don't want to throw to grown men. We'll throw to the kids.
Yeah.
But like, just, I think I took like three swings and the crack of the bat. And like, you know, we did the corn walk. We're coming out of the, It's real, man. Like, the magic's real, and I don't care. Like,
the corn walk.
Please, like, come at me. I don't care. Like, it's
that's an underrated. No, we're not going to come at you for the experience. What? Because I'm glad the experience is great, and yeah. I'm sure it's so fun to go out there. I went out there. We went camping out in Dyersville. We did a day at Field of Dreams. But one thing we're not considering here, I think we have to talk about, is the fact that the movie is absolute trash.
Well, yeah, no,
it's a horrible movie.
I tried to inoculate myself from that argument by referencing the writing that is behind it, art that exists before the movie. No, see. Because you don't like to read books. Because
I'm
tiring.
Reading two books right now. They're in my bag. I read them on the red line instead of watching TikTok.
Give me a bad movie that you love that's more current.
Oh.
Spot. On the spot.
I don't really watch movies.
Well,
that's
okay.
The thing.
He's so busy.
Yeah, he's so busy reading books. He can't watch movies.
We're 2021, and no one's. I don't watch movies.
I don't.
Can you stream it?
I just use Quibi.
Can I binge it?
Can I use Quibi? Last movie I watched was Pulp Fiction. It was horrible.
Oh my god!
Okay, well, you know what?
Shane, thanks for the invite. We're muting you.
Seriously, you're.
I'm not a movie guy, so don't quiz me in much more.
Same, Matt. Same.
Oh my god! The corn walk, by the way, very underrated dance move. Not really used. Not used as much as it used to.
Can you do it? This is the Yes And Show. Can you do the corn walk?
Of course I can. Sure. Come on. I'm shucking.
There it is.
Shucking as I walk. That's it.
So what happened when I was on vacation? And then you just show Danny that video.
Speaks to the corn walk.
Yeah. Speaks was doing the corn walk.
What
in the pallet
chair. Well, we talked about Iowa bad movies and a corn walk dance.
Exactly right.
That was better than Layla's Dak Prescott hip swing the other day.
Yeah, my impromptu corn walk.
Yep.
Well, I'm just going off, you know, some of the movies I watched when I was a kid that still hold up and they're good. They're good, Shane.
Now, whether or not the two rosters by the time that they've played on the field will have seen the movie, like, I don't know if that'll happen, but it should. On the short plane ride from Minneapolis on Wednesday to Iowa, the White Sox should fire that movie up and get through as much of it as possible. So at least there's a little bit of an understanding.
Yeah, what did Tim Anderson say? Is like, I'm excited, I guess, essentially, was TA's response.
I
get it.
It'll definitely feel more like the minor leagues in terms of the bus trips and the accommodation.
Age comes at you fast. It just really does. I was playing I was playing 20 questions with a stepdaughter the other day. And we're just passing time, just like throwing names out there, famous people, and you got to guess them. Got to, you know, yes questions until you get there. And I threw out an actor, and she kept going. I'm like, I don't know. And finally, I said, it's Jack Nicholson. She's like, who's that? Who's that?
You mentioned
who's
that
Jack
earlier.
Nicholson?
I'm dumbfounded.
What? Who? What? Maybe I'm just old.
No, I think that's it.
What is that movie with Jack Nicholas?
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why Shane, like, it's a horrible movie, whatever. Yeah. I can fall in love again. I can fall in love again. I might watch Field of Dreams tonight again.
Didn't you just watch it last night?
I did.
He's going to do it again.
He's one too many times this year.
It's going to be three beverages in on the patio.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Fire it up again, babe. Fire it up again. He's McGuffey. I'm Spiegel. It's the Park and the Spiegel Show on 670 The Score. Let's talk about the emotions manifesting for these guys on the final homestand, perhaps. We'll do that next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So hopefully that was his one and only good pitch to hit, right? Nope.
Oh, man.
He got two. And Jimenez is just walking up the line. Admiring his blast about as far as you will see a ball hit in this ballpark. And the time he took going up the line might be the answer to the White Sox walking Abreu to pitch to him. But that ball was crushed.
Wow, Zimmer, man. You know, slider just way too much at the plate. You got to bury that. You got to stay on the edges. Ah, it's too bad. That is a hanging slider. Just unloaded on it. Boy, having this guy back in their lineup is going to make a huge difference.
So that's Rex Hudler and the play-by-play guy. What's his name? Friend of Parkins. Yeah, Ryan Lefever. Did he say perhaps the slow walk up the line is the answer to walking Jose Abreu, as if that was an intentionally slow walk up the line by Eloy Jimenez?
Yeah, Rex Hudler always digging, I feel like. Yeah, not a big Tim Anderson guy, right?
Yeah.
There's a pass. Yeah.
Those guys are not big White Sox people.
Yeah.
This is true. But
although he's right about Eloy. I mean, his presence in the lineup.
It's a big, big deal. And there he is back in the middle. We've been hearing lots of rumors. It's Parkinson Spiegel, by the way. Spiegel and Ryan McGuffey here on the show as the Cubs are approaching the trade deadline. Ryan Tepera might be a member of the White Sox very soon. I've been hearing and other people have been hearing, and that would seem to make a lot of sense. The White Sox need to add an arm to the back of that bullpen. The Cubs just got a couple of pieces for Andrew Chafin. They'll take the same for Ryan Tepera, as they are perhaps waiting for other teams to up their offers a little bit more. Tanny, I've asked you this. I can ask Ryan now. From the Cubs' perspective, do I want Jimmy Lambert or Jonathan Stever? If I want a starting pitcher that I could just kind of plug in and have play at Wrigley Field in the second half and give him every chance to be in my rotation next spring in a non-competitive 2022.
I mean, from a stuff standpoint, probably Stever.
Okay.
I think if just from a prospect ranking standpoint, Stever's certainly the higher the higher ranking guy. But I like some of the makeup of Jimmy Lambert. I actually love the makeup of Jimmy Lambert. I think he's one of those guys that could get more out of maybe less. I hate comps, but maybe like a Kyle Hendricks type guy. I'm not sure he'll ever be like your one or two.
But he's thoughtful, goes about his business with a plan and such.
Very thoughtful, great plan. Has gone through Tommy John and back, which I kind of like because it shows you he's overcome adversity. So I don't think there's a wrong answer. Stever's had some they both have had opportunity at the big leagues. Both have hit speed bumps at times. I just think I would like to see one or both of those guys under the tutelage of a Tommy Hotovy and see with a fresh start how they could do. Look, if you were able to get one of those two guys, and I don't know how Tanny feels about this, for Tepera, I think it's a great move for the Cubs. I really do.
Mm. Yeah, I do too. And, you know, that's the thing. Stever had a nice year and before the injury last year in relief. So if the Cubs are looking to go back to competing, you know, relatively quickly here after they churn the roster a bit, Jimmy Lambert could be a bullpen guy. So that's why I'd incorporate him in the Chris Bryant trade.
Well, see, I'm trying to figure out what Jed's thinking. And I did, you know, a little bit with it yesterday in terms of what they got for Andrew Chafin. Because Greg Diekman from Oakland is interesting on a few different levels. The kind of hitter he is, he's a power guy who's actually started really trying to just spray the ball around a little bit more and make more contact and trust his strength. And so you don't have to try and teach that lesson to him.
Right.
He's already coming to you with that mindset, which is very different from the guys that they have. He's also 26. And he could play. You might see him in September.
Yeah.
You'll certainly see him next spring. So are they going to go after more guys who are close, you know, AAA guys or high AA guys, especially after getting a lot of pushback about all the lottery tickets they got along with Zach Davies for Yu Darvish, that maybe they want to load up the high end of the system so they can, you know, after the roster churns, get a glimpse of what they are and maybe compete sooner rather than later.
Well, haven't we heard that? Like, this is not going to be a tear it back all down again.
Yes.
It's going to be kind of a reboot and reload.
Yes.
And if that's the case, you would probably think that they're going to get some guys you could play in the second half. I don't even think September. Like, if you were to get a Stever or Lambert, they've both been in AAA. You could, in theory, if there's a spot for them and you want to see them in late, like mid-August, bring them up.
Well, that Cubs rotation is going to include Justin Steele and Keegan Thompson here in August before too long. They're both getting stretched out.
Both those guys porn stars?
Yeah.
Justin Steele sure is.
Is there an obvious shirt that says failed porn star for those guys?
Yeah, Shane owns it. Maybe Justin Steele was in a movie you like, Shane. It's entirely possible.
I hit off my microphone, tied field of dreams together. Jimmy Lambert also.
It didn't work out.
Jimmy Lambert also 26.
Is he?
Yeah.
So there you go, right? Yeah. So I'm going to get some guys of that ilk, and that could potentially tie in pretty well. Yeah, you know, it used to be like for rentals, man, it'd give you all kinds of stuff. Like this Matt Karchner for John Garland, the last time the White Sox and Cubs had a deal sort of like that in terms of starting pitcher and reliever, veteran reliever. I mean, David Artsman, Neil Kotz, that was reliever.
That was bad for bad.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's reliever for reliever.
Yep.
But when we talk about Tapera for Lambert or Stever, I think about Matt Karchner, who was the White Sox closer, but was bad, by the way, in 1998. Bad, and then he went to the Cubs and was still bad.
He only pitched. Well, that was it. Like he pitched for the Cubs in those limited games, and I think his career was over.
And do you remember the pedigree of John Garland who went back? This is what it used to be. John Garland was less than a year removed from being the number 10 overall pick in the draft. Less than a year removed from 10 overall.
They didn't have computers back then, so if you lost a piece of paper with your prospect rankings, that's it. You're screwed.
Especially for the Cubs. That's especially true for the Cubs, who were like, who do we pick again? I don't remember.
What's Garland, remarkable about
Garland? Wasn't he the third round guy? Where's he in Daytona? No. Whatever. Yeah, give him. We'll see. Go ahead. Give him to him.
Karchner was 2-4 with a 5.15 and got dealt.
They traded for him.
Dealt for John Garland.
He was that bad. He was horrific.
And he was 3-1 with a 5. He was the same guy with the Cubs. 3-1 with a 5-1-4.
Hey, this giant bag of trash I picked up, I moved it over here, and it's still a big bag of trash. Imagine that. Meanwhile, here's the number 10 overall pick in the draft who goes on to be a huge part of your 2005 World Series.
Yeah, the difference maker in this is neither one of those guys were first-round picks. Lambert was I think they were both fifth. Yeah, they were both fifth-round picks. So.
But this is the thing. Like, you used to really give stuff up for rentals.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... Larry Anderson was a relief pitcher rental for the Red Sox, and they gave up their number 2 or 3 prospect in Jeff Bagwell, you know?
Well, that's when you would just go out and fix your problems by throwing money at everyone.
Yeah, and you didn't value prospects.
Right.
People didn't really value it now. It's a completely different landscape now.
I do think, though, depending on, you know, obviously Kimbrel's going to bring a much higher return. The pitching's still going to, rental or not, pitching's still going to bring the premium prospects.
Yes.
If you really want to compete. Look, I think not having the August 30th trade deadline is just fascinating. I don't know how you feel. I love it.
I love it. Just one deadline, get everything done. The waiver thing was confusing. The less you can confuse your fans, the better.
Yeah, and that never made sense. Even to people like us who knew that there were two deadlines, people were like, wait, when did this guy come in? What do you mean? Like,
right.
I didn't know he was on the team yesterday. He wasn't on the team yesterday.
And then they stopped being excited for the first one because they're like, well, the second one's coming.
And then you could add guys in September, but they weren't playoff eligible. Like, crap. Like, let's go. Like, on August 1st, here are our teams that you're lining up against.
Right.
The White Sox either are going to make a deal or they're not. And I do think they will make multiple deals, though. And, you know, like everybody's panicking.
Nah, no reason to panic yet.
I know.
No reason to panic
yet. Don't tell
yet.
Twitter that, but that's all it is. It's 24/7.
White Sox Twitter. It's Parkins and Spiegel. Spiegs and Ryan McGuffey.
White Sox Twitter.
On 670 The Score. When we come back, the current poster child for player empowerment speaks, and he does not disappoint. That's next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.